55 degrees at 6:51. Always great to speak to our next guest. We first met him as an FBI special agent, but he's gone through the ranks and done very well, finishing up as a special agent in charge of the Detroit Bureau or Division of the FBI. He's now the executive director of the Detroit Crime Commission. We're talking about our friend Andy Arena, who we don't get to talk to enough, except when we do, it's too often about horrible things that have happened. And here we go again, Andy. Good morning.
Paul, good morning.
I'm going to make you king, and I'm going to put you in charge, and you can do anything that you want to do. What would you do to try to prevent these sorts of things from happening time and time and time again?
Well, you know, unfortunately, and you hit it right on the head, we don't talk often enough, but when you and I do talk, it's about this. And we seem to have the same discussion over and over
right.
and over. And, you know, today I'm just kind of, we get numb as a society, which is not good. We should never become numb to these events. You know, and I've been thinking a lot about this over the night, Paul, is getting ready to talk to you this morning. And just, I guess I'm angry this morning that, you know, we just can't seem to come together as a people and have that adult discussion that you and I have been talking about for years. You know, so you asked me, what would I do? There is no one single silver bullet that's going to solve this problem, but what we're doing obviously isn't working. And, you know, until we can sit down in a room, I guess what I would try to do is get the politicians, the people who can make the right decisions, the experts, the people who have the information, have the knowledge, have the experience in the room, to sit down and to talk about what are the solutions. There's not just one solution. It's guns, it's magazines, it's ammunitions, it's opportunities to get these weapons, it's mental health. It's so many different issues. But, you know, as a people, as a society, we're just so, you know, we're on the opposite ends of the political spectrum, and you know, and we follow those political beliefs and we're not able to solve this problem. We're not able to even sit down and have the discussion. And I guess that's what really, really troubles me is, you know, we just saw last week, we saw a shooting in Buffalo. We saw one here locally. This is in our own backyard in Oxford. And yet, as a people, we can't sit down and have an adult discussion, and our kids keep getting slaughtered.
As we wake up with that same sadness and anger, Andy Arena, and people will come out about the guns or whatever their special interest is, and while all of this is going on, the crisis in America continues, the crisis that more than 2 in 5 teens persistently feel sad or worse, hopeless. And nothing that anyone's suggesting to come up with even addresses that reality. I mean, that's a terrible reality.
Yeah, Paul, I mean, you know, as I said, there's so many different aspects to this argument, and, you know, whatever we believe, that's what we focus on, right? That, you know, whatever our hot button topic is, that's what we focus on. But it's just so many different issues. And, you know, the mental health is a big piece of it. You know, we don't really have, the largest mental health facility in the state of Michigan is the Wayne County Jail. That's not a good thing, right? We just, as a people, as a society, as parents, you know, I look at the pressures on my kids in school, socially, in sports. It's incredible. It's so much more than what you and I had to deal with when we were
kids. Absolutely.
Bullying. Hey, Paul, there was bullying when we were in school, right? It didn't follow us home. It wasn't on social media. So these kids are dealing with so much more, and they're not getting the support they need. And, you know, as I said, that mental health is a big part of it. That's just one aspect.
Yeah, Andy, the social media is out of control. And it's problematic. Something that was so good or should have been or was thought to be or would be, the people who invented it, you know, like Al Gore, the people who invented the opportunity for social media certainly had higher aspirations than the name calling that now goes on and the vitriol that happens when people say it's a sunny day, they have to respond and react in a negative way. I believe, and I know people think I'm nuts, and I'm not saying this is the only thing, but I didn't like from the beginning when the television show Cops came on, because I saw this to be a problem, that we would have real human suffering used as entertainment. I see it as a problem that without any regard for someone's mental fragility or health, that kids are playing video games where killing people is the entertainment of the game. How could all those things added up not cause trouble? I think it is causing trouble, and we're reaping what we sow.
We desensitized ourselves, Paul, to the world, right? You're exactly right. I mean, what we see, there's just no justification for any of this. And as I said, to me, it's just there's so many different aspects. But this is it. We need to get in the room. We need to be having this discussion. And this is what you and I are talking about today is, you know, 1/100th of the problem. But it's a part of the problem, right? And it's certainly part of the solution. But, you know, we continue to have these things. We're outraged. We're saddened. And we do nothing. And so, as you said, we reap what we sow. And these things are, you know, until we put the pressure on our politicians to really sit down and do what needs to be done, this is just going to continue. And, you know, Andy, unfortunately, you and I are going to have this discussion, Paul.
Yep, you're right. Andy Arena, Detroit Crime Commission Executive Director, former FBI Special Agent, and all-around good guys. We continue at WJR.